help but ask myself if there is a link between the high percentage of ethnic minority groups receiving inpatient care for mental illness in England and Wales and the lack of positive black images in early reading material. As a child, I may not have known how to articulate the importance of seeing my own culture reflected in some of the books I read. But as an adult, I can see that the omission of my cultural background made an impact on my confidence as a child. The relationship between the family in children's fiction and the society it reflects has improved over the years. When you compare the family in the Ladybird series, Peter and Jane, with the family in my children's book So Much, it is easy to see how times have changed from the 60s to current day. However, if children's literature is to remain relevant to today's reader, then the portrayal of family in children's fiction has to continue changing with the times.
Today's edition of Happily Ever After was presented by Trish Cook. The series is a unique production for BBC Radio 3. Well, in tomorrow's The Essay, the writer Julia Eccleshare discusses the children's book The Illustrated Mum, arguing that its author is telling modern fairy stories. 10:45 for that tomorrow night. BBC Radio 3, it's a minute past 11 and now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Jesteś bożą krówką, tak myślałam. Jak ja grzebiesz w codzienności. Zamykam oczy i na promieniach palców podnoszę cię do godności bogów. Zamykam oczy i na promieniach palców podnoszę cię do godności bogów.
Thank you. Lovely stuff. The voice of Aldona Nowiejska and her song White Silence from the album Sonnet. More from her later on. Welcome to Late Junction. This is percussionist Marilyn Mazur and a piece she calls Creature Walk. Lucas Santana doing all manner of things to his classical guitar, or violão, as they're called in Brazil, his piece O Violão de Mario Bros, which is on his highly acclaimed album Sem Nostalgia. You get all sorts on here, electronics, samba, reggae, songs in Portuguese, and also sweet songs in English, like this.
My knees are all banged up. My shoes are soaking wet. best to me.
Closer, 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 and I begin.
That's a piece that possibly dates right back to the 930s. It was written by the cleric Saint-Gall, as Soli Sarkazu, as sung by Canty, and it followed on from the gentle musings of the sound artist Alvar Noto and the film composer Ryuichi Sakamoto. And this is music of equal spiritual depth by the Cretan lyra player Stelios Petrakis. It's music inspired by ideas of beauty, strength, sun and light. And it's a piece he calls Voria Monopatia, Northern Footpaths.
Thank you.
Voria Monipata by Stelios Petrakis. Petrakis playing the Cretan lira, which is a small bowed instrument. You put it on your knee to play it, and it's just got three strings. So it never ceases to amaze me just how deep and expansive the music that it produces is. Stelios Petrakis joined there by many friends, including Yorgos Makris playing the Gaida bagpipes and Haris Lambrakis playing the Ney flute. I'm Verity Sharp, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. Maria, draga mia, Maria, inima mia.
Pe ulițe armenească trece o șatră țigănească. Pe ulițe armenească trece o șatră țigănească. Tocănește, bocănește, ne-i ca murgul potcovește. Tocănește, bocănește, ne-i ca murgul potcovește. Maria, draga mea, el din gure așa-mi zicea, ți-aș gurița. Maria, draga mea, el din gure așa-mi zicea, țeruta, ți-aș gurița.
Maria, draga mea, el din gura să-mi zicea, Maria, inima mea, să-i ruta, ți-aș gurița.
A traditional song from Romania called On the Armenian Road, in which a young blacksmith tries to win the heart of a tall, beautiful gypsy girl who sadly tells him in no uncertain terms to sling his hook. It was as sung there by Maria Natanson and joined by the group Chachi Vorbach. Maria Natanson also playing fiddle, but I wonder if she had to, whether she'd be able to keep up with this lot. Too fast, isn't it, really? But fun nonetheless. The Bluegrass Album Band. They were a supergroup who formed in the 1980s with the sole purpose of putting an album of hit tunes together, and that was one called Tall Timber. Taking a little more time over things, here is a song from Kentucky as sung by Susie Gering.
Sister, thou art mild and lovely, gentle as the summer breeze, pleasant as the air of evening as it floats among the trees. Peaceful be thy silent slumber, peaceful in the grave so low. Thou no more wilt join our number, thou no more our song shall know. Dearest sister, thou hast left us, hear thy loss we deeply feel, but 'tis God that hath bereft us, he will all our sorrows heal. Yet again we hope to meet thee when the day of life is fled. Then in heaven with Christ to greet thee, where no farewell tears are shed.
It's the work of Peter Broderick and Nils Fram, working under the collective name Olivre, and a piece they call Growing Water Wings, following on from the sensuous clarinet playing of Frédéric Paris, and that's a piece called La Nuit, Le Jour. More from him in a moment, playing alongside the hurdy-gurdy player Gilles Chabanat. But just first, a setting of one of Thomas Hardy's poems here from his collection Moments of Vision, Elegiac Reflections on Love, set to music by Ian Venables. This is called The Kiss.
Without forethought, It cannot die.
I do love that tune. It's called Où t'en vas-tu by Frédéric Parry, played by him with Gilles Chabanel playing the hurdy-gurdy. And that's from an album they made over 15 years ago now. It's called De l'eau et des amandes. Before that, Andrew Kennedy singing A Kiss, words by Thomas Hardy, music by Ian Venables, and Andrew Kennedy joined there by the Dante Quartet. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and just going back to the singer that we started with tonight. This is Aldona, who is Polish by birth, but also something of a multilinguist. This song, sung in French, is called A Murmur.
Des rouges gorges à la roulette, combien jaune de couvre dans la chemise ne peut cacher les ailes malgré les réfonds. Pas trop loin pour qu'on la cherche, ni trop près pour qu'on la trouve. Un engeant sous les gazons tumulte comme des pierres, non rendible comme un autre pour nous. Mais plus maladie, plus délire. Des petits bonnes vers des maisons invisibles. Tout ça fait plus si je la racontais. Jamais on ne le croirait. De rouge gorge à la roulette. Combien j'en découvre dans la chemise ne peut cacher les ailes malgré les réfonds. Ticotatada papa, ticotatata papa, ticotatata de ne rien dire. Pourrais-je trahir ma parole? Alors, allez votre chemin, moi j'irai le mien. Alors, allez votre chemin, moi j'irai le mien. Introduis-moi des petits bonnes vers des maisons. Introduis-moi des petits bonnes vers des maisons.
Les enfants s'en vont tôt ou tard, sans s'en apercevoir, n'aimons plus les carambars, n'ayons plus peur du noir, abandonnant au placard, Barbies et Babars.
se sentant quelque part trahi par les histoires qu'on leur racontait le soir. Des histoires devenues pathétiques par l'arithmétique de leur cerveau grandissant, forcément plus méfiants, et les crapauds maléfiques, et les miroirs magiques sont rendus aux alouettes, vendus à d'autres poires. Prêtes à les croire.
The smooth voice of Pascal Parisot taking a sideways look at the French national anthem with his song Allons Enfants. And before that, Aldona, whose album Sonnet was released last year, and you'll find it on the Jarrow label. All details will be on the playlist, which we post on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And do, of course, remember that you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Here are two Japanese shamisen players, the shamisen being not unlike a raw-sounding banjo. It's got 3 strings and they're struck with a plectrum, which gives its music a great percussive drive too. You'll hear it accompanying a traditional song after hearing from these two players. They are Etsuro Ono and Shunsuke Kimura, and this is their piece Ninja.
Thank you.
There's a song that sings or raps almost the praises of many of the assets of the region of Akita in northern Honshu in Japan. Its assets include its mountains, songs, dances, and not least its very beautiful women. And that was the voice and shamisen playing of Takahashi Yujiro. Well, in a moment, you'll hear Kato Helios' recording of the first imaginary landscape by John Cage, which he wrote in the late 1930s for live instruments and electronic devices. It was his attempt to capture the expressive potential of electronics in live performance. But just before that, and staying for a few more minutes in Japan, this is the shakuhachi, which is the end-blown flute that's inextricably linked to Zen Buddhism, not least when it comes to the breath and the silences in the music. And this is a very well-known, very old piece called Hon Shirobei, The Basis of Enlightenment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kator Helios with Imaginary Landscape No. 1 by John Cage. And 2012 is an anniversary year for Cage. It's 100 years since he was born, and Radio 3 is going to be marking that with celebrations later in the year. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, back tomorrow with more at 11. And just to finish off, I'll leave you with this from Mary Hampton. Till tomorrow, good night.
Oh.